shots was just pretty much being a quick photo shoot for Nivea.
Banda.
Okay, guys. Mitchell, I'm sure you'd like to kick us off.
Doc's a tough one for you guys today. First time you've conceded three all season. Was it just lack of legs at the end, or what went wrong today?
Yeah, like you said, first time we've conceded three. I think it's definitely a tough one. That hurts. You could say legs, getting tired. We've been playing a lot of games. A lot of players are getting 90 minutes. But then that's just like an excuse in the end. I think it's the effort we have to put in, tracking back certain situations we have to clean up. And, yeah, today we were punished for it. And, yeah, it's just disappointing. I think this is a time we have to regroup. Right now it's the bottom for us. We need to regroup, learn from it, and we have to bounce back. Yeah.
Any other questions in the room for Dom?
Oh,
Robin.
Yeah, well, now, I guess this is sort of like last season where every 3 days there was a game or so. But now you have at least a few days until the road to Edmonton to play, so the time is, I guess there's finally training. You get to bring in some of those guys. It was supposed to be, Mark said there was just two guys that were introduced. He only met them this morning, but did you get to bring those guys in and maybe get some running back from injury?
No, definitely. We're not getting any of the guys back from injury, which is difficult. We're bringing in new players, new faces. So it's great to have these guys come in. We need new bodies. We need more legs. And thankfully, they are coming in, good guys. But it's going to be nice to have this week in order to actually train with them, be familiar with them, get them to understand our tactics and our identity. But that takes a little bit of time. So, yeah, this week of training should be good for us. And I think it's definitely a time for us to kind of regroup as a team and kind of move forward from there.
How was your reaction when you see Nick down?
That was obviously I was hoping everything was fine with him. He was able to play. It was scary. Don't like to see any player down. I was thinking it was maybe just a little bit of a knock, but the longer he was staying down, I was worried. But he was able to kind of fight through it, which was good for us. He was made an incredible save in the second half on one leg. And it's disappointing because we weren't able to kind of fight hard enough to make up for his saves. And I think, moving forward, I hope he's going to be all right. We'll get some treatment for him and some scans and see if he's able to bounce back for Edmonton's game.
As you are one of the main leaders in the room, what are you going to tell the boys after this tough loss?
there's many words I want to be saying, but it's, I think right now it's, we're at a low. We haven't been scoring many goals. We haven't won a game in a while, and it's one of those we have to come together. I think right now, when things were kind of getting a little bit down, a lot of individual performances are starting to happen. Like, a lot of players are trying to play individually versus coming together as a team. And I think in order for us to actually move forward and get wins, we have to play more cohesive. We have to play more collectively as a unit. And I think this week is something we're going to be working towards, that just trying to come together as a team in order to move forward.
And what was the experience driving Nick all the way to Vancouver?
Sorry, what was the question?
I said, what was your experience driving Nick all the way to the Vancouver?
Driving Nick to Vancouver?
When you drive him all the way to Vancouver,
he's just
for the trials.
Yeah, Zats didn't drive him. He was just with him on the West Coast. And Nico flew to Charlotte for that game.
No, I mean, that was a cool experience for Nico, and I was just happy to kind of encourage him the whole way. I was hoping that he was able to actually get some minutes with the MLS side, but I mean, overall it was great to see a player on our team kind of get that call to an MLS side and get that experience at least. He's been playing very well for us, and within that week was phenomenal for him, going clean sheet, going to an MLS side in the next game, Canadian Championship, saving a penalty to make us go into the semifinals to play against that club, the Whitecaps, was huge. So, I mean, it was great to see Nico kind of move up there.
Do you think Vancouver ended up switching on and playing better that night? They were playing not to their potential.
I mean, I think they started off slow, but now with them getting a couple more players coming back, and obviously Vancouver's playing a little bit better, they're on a bit of a streak. But yeah, I think we still could have done well in the Canadian Championship. It just wasn't our day.
Okay, we're going to wrap it there, guys. Sorry, Robin, do you want a quick one or no?
Good. Just the D-Row scoring to break the slump. And they scored so fast after the other guys scored, a one-minute difference. Can you use that as a building block for the future games?
100%. I mean, that's also huge to get a goal, especially that quickly after them. I think that did give us a little bit of life. If we're able to get that second one right away, that would have changed the whole game. But I think that also helps us understand what we have to do in order to score goals. It was a good build-out play. The reaction was great. It was just tough because after they scored, I think we ended up having heads down, which is tough because we can't do that. You can't kind of give up. We need to continue that fight and know that we're able to come back. But, I mean, that is definitely a positive moment in the game that we're going to look back at and try to use that moving forward.
Okay, guys. Thank you, Dom.
Cheers. Perfect. Thanks.